Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're back here on Sports Talk, and on the line with us, Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Nick, thanks so much for joining us. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. It's always good to be with you. And finally, these playoffs, there's some interesting stuff going on night to night now, which is cool.
Yeah, Nick, for me, I thought for sure last night the Lakers at home would be extending this series against the Minnesota T-Wolves, but what do I know? Rudy Gobert comes up and just dominates the game and sends the Lakers packing, and definitely not complaining about that, especially around these parts.
Absolutely. I mean, I think for as popular and interesting as much as the Lakers drive the conversation, when they finally go down, I think there's people all over the place that are going, oh, yeah, okay. But I'm with you. I walked into that game last night thinking to myself, all right, if the Lakers have the type of pride that they have shown in the past, they're not going to get knocked out by the Timberwolves at home in Game 5. And more than anything else, they just looked exhausted. And I know there's a lot of talk about J.J. Redick and his minutes pattern, especially in the second half of Game 4 the other day in Minneapolis. The reality is that team looked old and they looked tired. And on top of LeBron with where he's at in his career, Luka with the back, Reeves just wasn't very good. And when you combine those things against a team that has an Anthony Edwards and has Gobert playing at the level he's at, well, there's a reason why there are now people going, okay, Minnesota – Maybe they're not just a one round and out part of their year right now.
Yeah, it's a good point, and I loved the shade from like Mark Williams. You remember like the trade that got nixed ahead of the deadline?
Oh, yeah.
He was just posting like a smiling emoji, and all these Laker fans were all up in their feelings. It was definitely funny, but that was the one thing. I mean, it's a flawed roster for the Lakers. They don't have any big men. They don't have any center. The camera kept panning over to Jackson Hayes on the bench. J.J. Redick, he's unplayable. So if that's your center, yeah, you have some troubles, and that's why Rudy Gobert went as nuts as he did last night. My question for you, though, Nick, is that, you know, I know Adidas is kind of advertising Anthony Edwards as the quote-unquote Kingslayer, right? Last year, he takes out Kevin Durant in the first round and then Nikola Jokic in the second round. This year, he takes out Luka Doncic and, you know, LeBron James in one fell swoop in the first round. Anthony Edwards, like, if they go on another deep playoff run, he's going to start to establish himself as one of the premier stars in basketball.
There's no question, Charlie. When you look at the rise that he's been on the last couple of years, but who he keeps knocking out when they do get these chances, it does feel like he is positioning himself as being that next face. And I know he's talked about it and kind of pushed away from the responsibility that comes with that. But when you have that type of talent, and you have the type of personality that he has shown, I think the sky is the limit for him right now. As we know, if you're coming into that role, you have to continue to win. And that's that really the next step for where Minnesota is at. We've seen them have success. We saw it last year. Can they continue to build on it now? We're going to find out. But as far as Edwards and that group goes, when you watch them, you're watching a team that is hitting its stride at the right time. And when you have that in the playoffs, you have a group that can accomplish anything that it wants.
Looking at now the T-Wolves moving on, who's it going to be? They're going to end up facing Rockets, Warriors. That was another game last night. I thought Golden State might be able to close out the Rockets, even though it was in Houston. But, man, oh, man, it was, you know, slim pickings around for the Warriors. Nobody really showed up for that team last night.
Well, I was texting with some of my buddies who cover that team, and I was telling myself, Dad, that they even made that flight. Because it felt like they took a bye. I mean, we saw it actually last year when they played against the Grizzlies in that closeout game in Memphis and then just got absolutely demolished. And you're kind of looking at them and you're going, I don't know. But I don't believe that Houston – can beat this Warriors team with Steph and Jimmy and Draymond three straight times. It was a heck of a win for them last night. They extend what they needed to do. But if Steph can get that hand feeling okay, and that's the big key for me going into this next game here, if he's feeling all right, I think they're going to win. And that would be a hell of a series between those two teams coming up in the next round. But if he's not right, then, guys, anything is possible. In Houston, for the flaws that they've shown as a young team, if you're taking Steph Curry off that team, as great as Jimmy is, I don't think that they're going to have enough. So, as usual with the Warriors, everything revolves around Steph. But count me in the group, and it seems to be getting larger every day, that wants to see that Warriors-Timberwolves series.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Insider Call is brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second.
Nick, there's two teams in this playoff that are just sitting back on their couch and laughing right now. And it's OKC and Boston. You know, the top seed in the West and the number two seed in the Eastern Conference, they've both been sitting basically for a couple days now. I know OKC swept the Grizzlies basically like last week at this point. But then on the opposite side of their bracket, you have the Nuggets and the Clippers that it's just been a rock fight. And I don't think the series is going to go seven. And similarly, the Knicks and the Pistons on the opposite side for the Celtics, like that series has been incredible too. That could also go seven games. So these two rested teams with Boston taking out the Magic in five and then OKC taking out the Grizzlies in four, you know, you might be getting a tired team in this second round.
Very much so. And Charlie, if you're one of those two teams that's got the rest, you're just like, hey, you guys can keep beating the heck out of each other. We'll leave our feet up and hang out for a few more days. But, I mean, we've been talking about it all year long. In the end, those are still the two teams I expect to face off in the finals in Boston and OKC. And if you have the ability to get any extra rest, you're going to take it now. I mean, when you see some of these series and how physical they've become. The first part is, man, you know, where is this during the regular season? I think for all the ratings talk, you go, oh, well, if the games look like this in the regular season, I think a lot more people would be into it night to night. The playoffs are, of course, different, and it changes the tenor and the intensity. But if you have that chance to get those extra days of rest, that's something you can bank on 3-4 weeks from now. I think that's the difference. I mean, any of these teams that are going through these really tough 6-7-game series, to expect them to maintain the same level of play game after game, week after week, that's where it gets really, really tough. And that was the smartest move that OKC made in coming back in that third game in Memphis and finding a way through that big deficit. So they have some time, and Boston wrapped up the Magic real early. And Cleveland also, we should add them. I mean, they rolled through Miami, and they got a few extra days rest. When you have that, it can really set you up for what's coming for a long playoff haul.
We got the late game tonight, Nick. It's the Nuggets at the Clippers. And L.A., man, they're that team. They're a good team, but they can just never seem to get past over that hump. I know they're down 3-2 in this series, but can the Clippers show they're more than just a first-round wonder?
Somehow they're down 3-2 in this series. I mean, it's been one of the most fun series to watch because it's been back and forth and back and forth, and it feels like the Clippers are the better team, but then Aaron Gordon has a buzzer-beating dunk in Game 4 to avoid the 3-1 deficit in that crazy Jokic game, and then Jamal Murray goes off for 40 in Game 5. It's been a weird series, Nick.
It's been really weird. It's been the most entertaining one, I think, game to game. But to the point about the Clippers, this is where I always struggle with the Clippers, because I think we all see the talent. And Ty Lue is a really, really solid coach. He repeatedly gets the most out of that group at various points in the regular season. But are you trusting Kawhi? I wouldn't trust James Harden. We know he can drop 40. I mean, hell, it might happen now, but he can also completely disappear when you need him the most. So when you have those type of variables, especially in a game like this one, give me Jokic. I mean, I know what I am getting from that dude every time he steps out on the floor. He is the best player in the game to me, and when you're getting that type of extra lift from Jamal Murray, who in the regular season you're kind of looking around going, what happened to this dude? And now in the biggest of games, he continues to step up. That's a Nuggets team that has a heck of a lot of confidence because of what they've done in the past. I know the end of the regular season was so weird with launching Malone and Booth, but I would be a little surprised from what we've seen if the Clippers not only can win Game 6 here, but extend it and then find a way to win Game 7.
Yeah, I agree with you, Nick. And then looking at the other game tonight, Detroit and the Knicks. I think it's been a really intriguing series to keep an eye on, because this has been kind of the Cade Cunningham coming out party. This is the first time a lot of people are finally watching him on the big stage, and he's been excellent. The Knicks, meanwhile, have had some questions. Like they've had a few games that really probably should have gone Detroit's way that they've snuck out at the very end. And that's kind of, I think you can tie that to their playoff experience, being able to pull out these games late. But with the Pistons specifically, do you think that they have enough to, if not get this game, not get this series to Game 7, potentially win it and move on to face the Celtics? Or do you think the Knicks will be heading to Boston for the second round?
Well, I there are a few different layers here, Charlie, because no matter who wins, they're going to get drilled by Boston.
Agreed.
So, I mean, I'm all for a team doing as much as they can, but if Boston stays healthy, they are going to roll past the Knicks or the Pistons. Now, having said that, as far as the game tonight goes, Detroit, for them to go into MSG and find a way to win a closeout game in that type of environment, more power to them. I think the crowd in Detroit is going to be absolutely roaring. They're still all mad because of the way that whistle didn't go their way the other night in Game 4. If Detroit can get some early momentum, I absolutely think they can win this Game 6. I just don't believe that they're going to go back into Madison Square Garden and then win Game 7. And I say that knowing full well what we all saw last year, which was the Pacers go in to the Garden and do it. The problem is the Knicks were just completely not only exhausted, but they were all hurt. As far as this series, I think the Knicks are just a little bit better. They have that veteran presence. Cade Cunningham, to your point, has been really, really good, and the experience is great for him. I just think the Knicks and their veteran guys on that roster and Tibbs, they just have still a little bit more of an edge over Detroit.
And I got to bring it up to you, Nick, because we have only one second-round matchup set, and it's the Cavaliers and the Pacers. But I'm not going to ask you about that. I'm going to ask you about the Milwaukee Bucks and how it ended. Damian Lillard tears his Achilles, and he's 35 years old. It's a terrible situation for him personally. But the future of Giannis, and now the buzz is real. Like, what does Milwaukee do at this point? You're not good enough to contend in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, Giannis still has tons of trade value. Do you move on from him this offseason? And I know it stinks for Milwaukee fans that have been hearing this for years, but now, especially with the injury that happened to Dame, where you can't really sell yourself on running it back with this team next year, I think it's a legitimate question at this point.
Absolutely it is. And if it were me running that team, that's where you sit down with Giannis and you say, okay, how much does it mean to you to be here with a group that just isn't good enough to win titles? And Charlie, what I would add anecdotally is I wrote a story like 5-6 years ago talking to Giannis about exactly this. He said he wanted to be the guy that was with one team throughout the entirety of his career, like Kobe, like Dirk. He wanted to look up in the rafters and see his number and see that he had been in one place. But things change. I mean, they did win that title. They've had a lot of success. But if you really want to win and if you want to compete for championships, Milwaukee's not the place. It's just not going to happen. They're not set up. They don't have assets. And Lillard's hurt. So it's really a point in time to sit down with Giannis and say, what do you really want? If he still really wants to stay in one place and his family is happy there, great. But if you want to win, now is the time both for Giannis and the Bucks to have that professional divorce.
And Nick, before we let you run, curious your thoughts on what our Pelicans are doing down here right now, man. You got no Joe Dumars, the new executive VP, and then just hired recently former Pistons GM Troy Weaver to be the senior vice president of basketball operations here.
If I am Dumars and Troy Weaver, who I've known for a while, guys, because okay. of the Syracuse connection, what I would do first and foremost is trade Zion. I don't think you can do anything else after you figure out the answer to that question. And we've been having this conversation, Charlie, I know, for years at this point.
Yes, we have.
This team and the cloud that hovers over them all the time because of the ins and outs and the injuries and all the different things that happen with Zion, you've got to answer that question. I just don't see how you can continue to move forward and hope, oh, well, things will change now or it'll be different. I don't think it's ever going to be different. So if I'm Dumars and Weaver, I am sitting there going, what is the best offer we can get for Zion? And we move forward. And once you do that, that sets up everything else that you need to do. But in the short term, once you answer that question, you know, you hope for some lottery luck and maybe make some moves. But other than that, good luck to the Pels down there.
You know, it's funny, Nick, because we're about, I think, 11 days away from the draft lottery. It's not this upcoming Monday. It's the Monday afterwards. And I think there's not even really a more important day for the Pelicans than that. Where are they going to end up? The lowest they could potentially land is pick 8, but they have a 12.5% chance to pick number 1 and win the Cooper Flag lottery. You know, the average is like 4.4. They're the fourth best lottery odds entering this thing. It just feels like so much is going to be decided on that one night, just counting some ping pong balls.
It is the story of bad teams in the NBA, guys. I mean, that's just the reality. If you have struggled long enough and you cannot find your way. Your only course of action is to hope that all those lottery balls bounce your way. And certainly in New Orleans, they have seen the good luck of exactly that over time. It just hasn't been able to come together for them. But like so many other bad teams, that is the way that you can instantly get better. And I can tell you, having talked to plenty of people in the league over the last year, Cooper Flagg is that dude. But, you know, we said that about Zion years ago, and he was supposed to be, and he showed to be at times. He just cannot stay healthy. But Cooper Flagg, there aren't many guys you'd trade for him right now in the league.
Nick, thank you, man. Always enjoy you dropping some basketball knowledge on us.
Always great to be with you guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Nick.
That was Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Insider Calls brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.